Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Awesome. Now, going back to Burning Bush Nurseries, tell me, can our listeners go online and just simply order from you? Or what type of, I guess, clients are ideal for Burning Bush Nurseries? Is it the direct to consumer, or is it B2B?
Well, Burning Bush Nurseries doesn't actually exist anymore. So we don't, I'm no longer in the clone business. The site is still there because mainly for the seeds. We still do, we still have seeds out there. There's a number of seed banks that still carry our stocks. So the site is up for that reason. But my main focus really is these days is CBDreviews.guide. Nice. So if your customers are looking for a particular recommendation for CBD, or have a particular medical ailment, want to know if there's a CBD product that might be particularly effective, I would encourage you just go to cbdreviews.guide. You'll be presented with a single drop-down menu. You pick your ailment, and we tell you what you should be using, and that's it.
I love it. I love it. You know, what's funny, Mitchell, when I first decided to make my brand of CBD products, I remember one of my colleagues with whom I've been working with in marketing, tech marketing specifically, for over a decade now. He's a Harvard graduate, and he said, why don't you start a CBD review site instead of a CBD brand? And I looked at him and I'm like, yeah, but I want to make sure I can create a quality product that people can actually trust and use, because I need a solution for my migraines. And he was just like, yeah, but you're taking the most challenging route. And I remember him telling me this, and I knew that the idea was so genius because, you know, he pointed out one thing. He said, people need to be educated first. And I love what you're doing, because I think, you know, we're important too. Obviously, you know, you need products to be able to exist and do what you do to review products. But in reality, people need to be educated first. For them to go on your site and be able to have this simple, you know, drop down menu where they can select arthritis or migraines or whatever, and then have a CBD pop out, that's genius, in my opinion. And I love how you simplified it, because if I had, you know, I remember talking to him about this idea, and I was like, oh God, it's too complicated. Like, how would you even review all of this stuff? And then when I saw yours, I was just like, wow, this is genius. And it, you know, it shows that it's coming from someone really, really experienced in this industry, because you really are honing down on solving a problem rather than, you know, adding all this extra information that is so unnecessary. How did you decide how to like simplify it? I mean, was the idea from the beginning simple enough for you, or did you have to modify it and simplify it even further?
Well, I would actually say I would consider it to be deceptively simple, meaning that it's actually complicated, but I tried to present it as simply as I could. And if you visit the site, you'll see that while it is simply one product above the fold, if you scroll down, we do also maintain a blog with much more detailed information on topics like CBD for pain and CBD for sleep and CBD for pets. And these are some of the most searched for queries that contain the phrase CBD. So there is actually more in-depth information on the site, but most people, you know, if that's what they're looking for, I think they'll find it. Anyone who scrolls down will see, you know, there's blog posts, and you can read on, and as for as much information as you want to consume, it's there for you to read. But if you're also looking for a quick answer and don't want to have to sort through everything and just want to see that right answer right when the page loads up top, that's there for you too. So, but you're right though, the idea of CBD, you know, suddenly you need, you know, a medical degree to kind of decipher what is this actually going to do for me? And there are preliminary answers, because, you know, your listeners have to understand the research is ongoing. This is a new field. We're trying to learn as much as we can, as quickly as we can. And the answers might change, but based on everything we know right now, we can say a few things for certain. And there's obvious empirical evidence that points to the to CBD being effective. And we think we know why. We're able to identify, you know, the CB1 and the CB2 receptors in the nervous system and in certain areas of the brain that affect memory and appetite and learning and all these things that we've known cannabis affects, but we haven't been able to really hone in on how. And the how is what's really coming to light these days in the research.
I agree. And I'm so happy that it's a lot of the research is in phase 3 and 4, which is so promising. Usually anything that goes into research, it dies down in phase 1 or 2, you know, unless it's working, then it'll move up to 3 and 4. We have a store in our flagship store is in Studio City, California. And we have an area behind our retail store where we can fit about 70, 80 people. So when we first opened, we decided to do wellness workshops where we invited a bunch of doctors and just started educating the community about how to deal with anxiety, especially as we were emerging back into, you know, the society after the pandemic. And some of the doctors that were the speakers at our event were talking about the research that's going on right now. And I remember seeing the face of a lot of the people that were there, the guests. They were just in shock. They're like, how come we don't hear this on the news? Or how come it's not online or whatever? And then the doctors were like, well, it is. You just need to know which sites to go to and find it, because there's just so much. The website is saturated with so much information, and a lot of it sometimes is wrong, or maybe it's not, you know, but people just don't know what to trust. And so it was really awesome to get the doctors involved and really for the guests to hear it from them, that it's very promising. It's, you know, within a couple of years, hopefully we'll have some solid answers, you know, based on really good research that's being that's taking place as we speak. Now, going back to marketing, you know, obviously because it's not federally approved, we're dealing with a lot of challenges in this industry, you know, and I've noticed that a lot of the competitors are being pretty smart in terms of the ways, and I'm gonna call it smart, but you know, like it's by smart I mean like sometimes they're a little sneaky, you know, the way they advertise, which is good for them. If they want to do it that way, that's fine. But like I've come across so many challenges, and I think as a marketing agency owner, it's a bit more challenging for me because I don't want to do anything. I follow the rules and the guidelines so much because I would never want to jeopardize my agency in any way because of my CBD brand. And so therefore, it's been really hard for me to find platforms that I could easily advertise on without having to worry about being shut down, or without having to worry about, you know, just doing it wrong or whatever. What's your recommendation for people like me?
Number one rule in marketing online, especially with a cannabis brand, and if you break this rule, there are always consequences. So it's important to follow. There can never be any perception that you are marketing to children. So if you have a cartoon character in your logo, or if you're using a particular hashtag that, you know, maybe the number one influencer on that hashtag is the Disney Channel. And by the way, that's a true story that happened with one of my clients. They wanted to use a particular hashtag, and I ran it through my analytics tools and determined that the number one influencer on this hashtag was the Disney Channel. And we immediately pulled that out of the lineup. So any perception whatsoever that you are potentially marketing to children, even though, I mean, I don't think anyone really is. I think most of the people in this industry, you know, are trying to, you know, avoid that perception actively. But it has to be on an active basis, because even an accident, even a small accident that, you know, In no way, you know, was the intention ever to market to anyone under 18, but, you know, maybe there was a cartoon character in an animated short or something. I mean, the rules are very, very loose. So that there has to be a concerted maturity to any sort of cannabis marketing effort. It has to clearly be marketed to adults. I would say as far as social media advertising goes, that's really rule number one. And, I also think there's a conscious effort in the industry to sort of get away from the 1990s overly sexualized type of marketing that you saw around, you know, anything that was marijuana related. I think they're trying to really clean up their act. They're trying to almost come off like a health salon or a fitness studio, something, you know, clean and well managed and on the up and up. And I think honestly, that's what consumers are responding to. Consumers want to buy cannabis and CBD products from reputable brands. They want to see lab results. So as far as marketing goes, you really have to, I would say, yeah, as far as marketing goes, you really just have to make an effort of professionalism.
Got it. Now, I mean, great advice on making sure that you do not in any way, mm-hmm. to children. That's wonderful advice. I never even thought of, oh my God, if the hashtags are in somehow related to anything kids related under 18, then you could get, yeah. That's amazing to know. Now, one of the biggest challenges obviously has been doing paid media, but then what's weird for me is that, and I we've never really attempted to do paid media on Instagram, for example, but somehow I think one time my social media manager ended up wanting to boost a post. And ever since then, Instagram has blocked us and prevented us from doing any type of advertising. And I've tried to send them emails and tried to fight it, nothing. They're just ignoring it. And obviously they see on our page, the organic posts are all CBD. So they're not unlocking that. They're just not. Now, I come across so many different ads that are CBD, and it upsets me to see some of them easily promoting time after time. And like Feels, I'm sure you've heard of that brand, Feels.com promotes, and I've seen their ads on Instagram for the past 2.5 years, nonstop. And on the pictures, it has CBD, on the verbiage, the caption, it has CBD. And it's just amazing to me how some brands can get away with it and others can't. And sometimes I'm just like, okay, I should be aware of this. Like, what kind of tricks are they playing? Like, I'm just curious. I wouldn't want to play the same tricks that they're doing, but I'm just curious, what could, like, how is that possible? Do you think they're like, I'm wondering, sometimes I'm like, there must be some kind of a discrimination or something, or maybe they know someone at Instagram that's like, allowing this. Cause how is it possible that I don't even do half of that and they don't allow me, but then someone like Feels, they're just letting them advertise the whole time. What's your thought?
I actually know the answer. Yeah. No, yeah, I actually know the answer to that question. And for one thing, you need a professional Instagram account, not a consumer account. So that's the first step. You got to go professional.
Which we do have, but...
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I guess to run ads, you need a professional account anyway. But there is a special there's a special ad category that applies to anything that might cover like political speech or CBD or other sort of controversial issues, and you do need special permission from Instagram. And it's I've found it a few times, but it's really buried in there. I mean, you really gotta, I think you have to access Instagram from the desktop computer just to find it. And it's somewhere in the footer. But if you look, it's there, and you have to apply to be I think it's a special promotions request is what they call it. And not everyone gets approved, and there may be some additional charges. And I can't even really remember where to find it, but it is somewhere in there that you can apply to be in a special category.
Wow, that's amazing. I've never heard of that. Wow, thank you for that. I will definitely try that. Now,
look into that.
Yeah, totally. Now going back to CBD reviews, if our listeners have their own brands and they're looking to partner with you, what are some steps that they could take to get started? Like myself.
Well, I got some bad news, but yeah, we, for anyone looking to partner with us, you know, we appreciate that and we'll certainly review your product. But the number one spot, that's not something advertisers can pay for. That's something we decide on our own based on our own sort of internal criteria, really with the consumer at the forefront of our thinking. So, you know, we try to make that a part of our brand so consumers realize, you know, no one's paying to be on this site. This really is our unbiased, honest opinion. That being said, though, we constantly review new products, and if we find something that is worthy of that accolade, we will certainly update the site. If any brands would like to submit products to us, you can submit them to Mitchell Stern at P.O. Box 9, Rio Vista, California, 94571. Or you can email me at mstern@burningbushnurseries.com. We can figure something out. But just know that I can't make any promises up front, that we really do try to find the best thing for the consumer, and we're very serious about that.
I love that because that gives me, or I guess the listeners specifically, and the consumer, that higher level of trust, you know, that you're not getting
mm-hmm. people to do this. I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, you're sold. Mm-hmm. Solely giving them authentic information. Well, I mean, honestly, like if you were to, you know, marketing is a whole nother subject. I don't want to dive too much into it, but if you were to ask for help from the listeners, from me, what is it, that one thing that we can do to support your business? The purpose of this show, a lot of times for me specifically, is to shine a light on whatever the product or the service that I'm interviewing the entrepreneur on. And so if we could support you in any way, Mitchell, how can we? What is it that we can do to help you? Since you are helping us and bringing all the products through your CBD reviews dot guide, how can we support you back?
You know, I would say just tell your friends about CBDReviews.guide. If you have any family members that may be going through an illness or maybe just need a little help managing their stress or anxiety, because I think we're all feeling a little bit of that right now, send them to CBDReviews.guide. Let them know that we've got unbiased, impartial information aimed at finding you the thing that's going to solve your problem. So, you know, go to cbdreviews.guide, check out some of the products we have, click through, check out the lab results. You can click through to the brand page, read all about the brand, although we do have information on the site. And just spread the word and tell your friends.
Amazing. And we have one more minute, and I'm just going to take advantage of that and ask you one more question. What's one way, how do you stay, I guess, how do you keep up with all the different changes in this industry? What advice do you have for the listeners and myself in terms of, I guess, what you mentioned, a few organizations and places that we could go to keep up and maybe participate at the trade shows to learn and keep up with all the changes. But are there any specific websites or any places that you think people should go to keep up with the new laws and the regulations or the changes pertaining to CBD?
Sure. Depending on what you're actually looking for, I would say, if you're looking for information on laws and how laws are changing and what the laws are near you, more importantly, the Marijuana Policy Project does maintain this database. It's essentially a large map, and you click on the area that you live in and it will tell you what the laws are in your particular area. So that's a very helpful site if that is your question. Another great resource for keeping up with just industry news and staying current, the Marijuana Business Conference publishes a newsletter that I would recommend anyone read. And I would also recommend attendance at these conferences. I really would.
Amazing. Thank you. I think just the marijuana policy project, actually, that's something we use ourselves. I love that because you do want to focus on your area when you're looking at laws and regulations. Sadly, the laws don't apply in every state, every city. And so, Mitchell, thank you so much for joining me today and for all this valuable information. And, you know, we'll have your information in the show notes as well if people want to get a hold of you. But again, for all the listeners out there, cbdreviews.guide is where you can go and learn more about. I guess you can connect through Mitchell. They can connect with you from there as well, right? You did give us the email
address. Yes. Amazing. Yes, we have a contact page. And then also if there's a condition that you want information about that's not on the site, there's a form on there that you can submit as well. And we'll put our heads together and try to come up with an answer for you.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. And we hope to have you back maybe soon when you, I don't know if you have something else, maybe one day you can start a trade show of your own and we can, we can participate. So
thank anything's you. Possible.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me, Maria.
Bye.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.